Yevamos per gimel mishnah gimel. Hoisa achas mi'an asura alza iser erva, vashni asura alza iser erva. What if the case was with the four brothers, that the two sisters, each one was osir to the remaining brother in iser erva? So in other words, let's say Rachel was osir to Levi in iser erva, and Leah was osir to Yehuda in iser erva. Let's say each of them were their mother-in-laws. Hasur lazeh mutaris lazeh, vazur lazeh mutaris lazeh. So Rachel that's osir to Levi can marry Yehuda, and Leah that's osir to Yehuda can marry Levi. But it's not achos skukaso, because each one of them, whether we're focusing on Levi or Yehuda, when they would look at these women, one of them was never his Yevama. She was never zakuk to Yibum because she had an Isser Erva. And therefore, he's able to do Yibum to the other one because it's not achos skukaso. He was never zakuk to the other one. V'zohi shamu, and this is what we said, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, achosa kashi yevimta, the sister of the erva, when she is a yevama, o chaletzis o misyabemis, you're allowed to do chalitza or even yibim to her, because she's a sister of one of the arayas, and a sister to one of the arayas is not achos skukoso. You are totally not connected. There's never a mitzvah yibim to the erva, and therefore you can do yibim to the achosa. Now, to make it clear, not to confuse, this is not tsaros erva that we had in the beginning of the Masechta. That's where one man had two wives and then died. That patered the tsaros. This is two different husbands. They just happened to have both died, and then they both fell to the brother. But they're from two different brothers that died, two different husbands. So they're not tsaros to each other, technically. That's why he could do yibum to the woman that's not an erva to him.